Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitchside, as always, partnered with Super 6, the boys over at Super 6. Huge weekend of football to discuss and some great clips and topics today that we will get into later. So stay tuned, keep listening. We've got some class things to talk about.
Before we kick things off, though, if you're listening on Spotify right now, rate us 5 stars because we're the biggest sports podcast in the UK, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's official. The biggest, the best. Keep it rolling. And we're here to stay above the fellas in the UK charts because guess what? We're above them. Hold that L. Are we not?
No.
We've gone below them again.
Yeah, we went below last weekish. We held them off for a good week and a half.
Exactly.
Stars.
Keep getting involved and we'll go above them again.
Hell to the goddamn year, baby. Until you're thinking what you're doing.
What?
Yeah, that was English for anyone wondering.
Shall we discuss why you're wearing an Arsenal top?
Yeah, because I support Arsenal.
No, but I mean...
Because I bought the 2 shirts last week. I bought the third and the home kit from sportsdirect.com.
I'm saying you're...
UK's number one. It's pitchside.com.
Did you actually buy them?
I actually did buy them, yeah.
That's weird.
I'm not going to steal them, am I?
Yeah, but I thought you would have got them for free off someone.
Well, they used to send me Arsenal shirts and then I feel like they don't like me.
Found out you're a Brighton fan.
I'm not a Brighton fan.
More Withdean appearances than Emirates, apparently.
Yeah.
That's all I heard from Tom.
More Withdean appearances than Highbury. But also, Tom, sorry for ever bantering you about you going to Highbury as a child in this
storyline. No, the reason you're wearing an Arsenal top is because we're the greatest team in the league.
Yeah, I can't lie.
What the hell? You're not
Arsenal...
the greatest team in North London.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Not the greatest team in North London.
Right, in 2 weeks.
Spurs, shut up, man. Spurs have one good start to the season. Now they're suddenly a better team than Arsenal.
Right now, Spurs are better than Arsenal.
Spurs are definitely better than Arsenal right now.
Mate, you've got a jog on.
Sorry?
Me?
So one team goes on a little run, they're suddenly a better team.
This season, yeah.
Should we make a little wager?
Hang on. How can they be better than Arsenal if... Okay, Spurs played Man United at home, 1-2. Arsenal played Man United at home, 1-2.
And struggled.
So we are level.
Who conceded?
And was it offside, you know?
Yes.
Who conceded?
Yeah, it was. By definition, offside is black and white, mate. You should know that. You're a Newcastle fan.
Should we make a little wager then?
Yeah, let's have a wager. If you
really... two against us two. We say Spurs finish above Arsenal.
Deal. Oh,
I like that.
Deal.
If that's what you're...
Deal.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Deal. Oh, deal. Shake on
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. What's more we betting?
£1,000.
I haven't got that.
£2,000. £10.
Maybe we don't get money then. We do...
Okay, here's what happens, okay?
I'll tell you what, the loser...
I got it for you.
We have to take you out for a meal of your choice.
Plus...
Okay, plus,
I won't dine you.
Yeah,
we'll go out as a four.
Yeah, we'll go
plus,
a group trip.
Plus, if Arsenal finish above Spurs or vice versa, on the last live stream of... the season, hopefully it doesn't come down to the last game.
Yeah.
Then there'll be pointless.
Hopefully it does.
Yeah, hopefully it does. Yeah. The losers have to do the entire show in just their panties.
Okay.
That's actually... Yeah. Wait, final live stream of the season?
Yeah.
Where we do the FPL...
Just a tie.
So we're potentially sitting there with...
Time pants.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
But we won't be.
I am 100% down for that. Right.
All right. Deal. Yeah. I can't reach
it. The other two out.
Yeah, yeah.
We wine and dine the other two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God.
And it, whilst wining and dining, you are also in your panties.
Not that.
So if anything,
I want to stay in for the meal.
So if anything, what you guys have both agreed on is Spurs basically have to win the Premier League.
No, they don't.
Because Arsenal are coming second.
No, they're not. I think Spurs will come second.
Oh, my God, mate. It's been 4 games. And yes, Spurs...
And they look unreal.
Yeah, they do look good after 4 games, but you can't deny that Arsenal are still the better team.
Not right now with performances.
Man. We'll find out in 2 weeks because we play them in 2 weeks.
I think you will struggle against them.
Mate.
If you're struggling against this Man United
look, we're
team,
not denying Spurs are looking great, but you're talking about a 4-game period.
How'd you get on against Fulham?
Spurs get on against Fulham?
Don't know.
In the Carabao Cup?
Yeah, they knocked them out.
They lost.
Yeah,
they fucking lost. They fucking lost. Look at that.
Playing the third team.
Backfired. Great one there, Thomas. Great one there.
You didn't see that coming.
Common Theo W.
You drew with Fulham with your best team. They drew with Fulham with their third team. So
was Madison playing?
Suck on them.
You're playing a different Tottenham. They're a different beast now.
Yeah.
And you're still...
Yeah, we're not denying that Spurs look unreal this season, but you're saying after a four-game period, they're now suddenly a better team than Arsenal.
You're looking
comparing
bad, though,
it to
well.
last season as well. My God.
No, but you look worse than last season.
Yeah. Yous have looked
according
worse.
To what though?
You're both idiots. You're actually being idiots right now.
I disagree. I think we've started as effectively as we started.
No,
no.
What do you mean? No.
You just punched the Fulham.
Yeah, last year you were smashing teams at the start of the season, like easily.
You looked like title contenders from the off.
Yeah. You don't. Right.
Is this like a practical joke?
No.
Do you honestly think
you looked really good yesterday?
Is Barney about to come out and say you've been pranked by the prank patrol?
We were by far the better team. Up until...
No, we weren't.
Not against United, no way.
For the first half, we were the better team.
Team in the first half, but you weren't by far the best team.
I think United played better across the whole game up until the 90th minute.
Saka missed from 4 yards.
Arsenal were the better team.
I think it's tighter than you think.
No. We had way more clear-cut chances than they did. Ramsdale didn't have to do much.
That is true.
All game.
I know, but you didn't take them though.
I still think
you didn't take them though.
But we're on about who played better.
Yeah, if you create more chances and don't concede as many, that means you're the better team.
United weren't as bad as everyone saying. Well,
I thought they played decent. I'm not trying to discredit United. I'm just saying that.
I know Arsenal had them chance, but I actually thought United defended quite well.
Yeah, they did all right. Like, I think a draw or possibly a 2-1, like nicking a result would have been.
Yeah, well, it
would have been a completely different story.
I think 3-1 flatters you a lot.
But it is actually better than the 3-2 we beat them last year by at the Emirates.
So, by your logic with Newcastle.
Thank you. An improvement. Better goal difference.
Nah, it's a worse Man United than last season.
Do you actually believe that?
I think Man United haven't had a rough start, mate. They're looking weak.
But didn't they start last season poorly as well?
They lost the first day.
They're always slow out of the blocks.
Actually, that's true. But this time last year, they were losing like 4-0 to Brentford.
But I'll tell you one positive for United is that Hodgeland actually looks pretty
scary.
He looks good. I didn't realise how big he was.
Yeah. He looks...
He was strong as well.
He's reincarnated Haaland. He's V2.
Handful.
He's like a very aggressive striker, isn't he, compared to like others we have at the moment.
Well, there's only good things coming from Man United, I feel like, especially with Rashford staying on the left.
Rashford's goal was very good.
Mm. Mm.
What were you going to say?
I forgot now.
He said his...
I don't know.
Okay.
Hodgeland. United
Bruno
going
played
forward
well again.
Yeah, might struggle really defensively good. With a partnership of Harry Maguire and Johnny Evans.
I mean, yeah.
What has happened?
It is 2023, and that is the defensive.
And you're not. I mean, well, injuries. Okay, Maguire, but Evans.
But surely not Evans.
Why is that their option?
They should have gone for Connor Cody.
But they don't have anyone, do they?
They could have gone for Sergio Ramos, Bonucci, who went
Ramos
to
is
Union
Sevilla,
Berlin.
He's gone back to Sevilla for 18 years, yeah.
But they have like young, like they have that Fernandes. I don't know where he plays. I just drafted him by accident on FPL. But they got like
the defender. You mean?
Yeah, like
I'm not sure he's a centre back though. I don't know. I can't confirm.
Fuck anyone but Johnny Evans.
But what I did find funny is in Ten Hag's press post-conference.
Oh, this is so salty, man.
Post-press conference, he said, it wasn't actually offside for the Garnacho goal. It was the wrong angle.
That's stupid.
He went more than that.
That's not true.
They don't use the angle we're given, do they?
No.
But it doesn't matter what angle
in the studio, right?
The actual VAR software still calculates correct lines.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Mike Dean actually said that it's technology. It can't go wrong.
Yeah.
He made like three more excuses.
Because if you draw the lines incorrectly.
But I will say this. Credit to Gabriel because he came back into the starting lineup for the first game of this season.
Played very well.
He was sensational. Defensive intelligence to step up. That is such a risk to do that because the fine margins between offside and onside.
You mean for the goal?
That is defensively intelligent. That is just brilliant.
Like he's still
Gabriel right there. I know obviously Declan Rice got the goal and stuff, but Gabriel arguably won the game for Arsenal there.
Yeah.
You could say.
We didn't lose it at that point, which meant we went on to win it. But what I think is... Gabriel should definitely be starting every game.
Yeah.
Like that 100%. Is our best back four. Saliba, Gabriel and Zinchenko. Yeah. That's the title charge back four that we've had this season.
Do you think he wasn't because of the
You seem to think it's behind closed doors.
There was no other reason.
Any info? You got some info there?
No, I don't. But I just thought, why on earth is Gabriel not starting?
Yeah, it is weird, especially if he's not injured. he possibly could have had a penalty against him though.
I've seen it in slow motion. But to be fair, we all watched it in normal speed and then watched the reverse angle, and everyone said that it wasn't. It's only in slow motion that it looks.
It's tussle and bustle. I've got no issue with that.
The slow mo camera is like close up as well. Yeah, he was never getting there.
No, Hoyland's miscontrolled.
Do you think it would be given if they gave Havertz?
I don't know. It never would have occurred.
No, I'd like to think it shouldn't. One decision shouldn't affect another.
But we've heard referees in the past.
But you said Havertz was a stonewall penalty.
Yeah, I'm still adamant it's a penalty.
Are you joking?
It was.
His back leg.
I don't think it's stonewall, but I think if that's in the middle of the park,
if that's
in the middle of the park, he gets given as a free kick. So why is it not penalty?
No, that's not a free kick anyway.
Yeah, it is, mate. He clips
him. There is connection. He's clipped at running at full speed. His back leg is.
Does he not hang his foot back?
His footpath. He's running unnaturally.
Eze had one similar, and that
Eze's was more of a penalty. Than
I don't think.
Yeah, but that's where I agree. They should both be penalties, and they weren't.
Eze's was why more.
I don't think you can say it's clear and obviously a mistake.
There's also been penalties this season that have been as weak.
That doesn't
not
matter.
Weaker
that
than
doesn't
mean
we keep doing it. No, just because they've fucked up before, made bad decisions before, doesn't mean but we just give everything then.
But there is a contact. Stupid. And I think. But he's
set the precedent the other way.
It's a contact sport.
Set the precedent the other way.
You're allowed to make contact with players. Havertz initiates the contact. He kicks Wan-Bissaka.
And then he gets sandwiched.
He got sandwiched up. He was already on the floor.
Our poor precious boy got crushed between two Man United defenders.
Nah, the question is, why didn't he just like muscle up and stay up? Because he had the ball. He could have scored.
He's been clipped.
No, he could have stayed on his feet
and he could have scored.
Are you seriously telling me he didn't initiate the contact?
Well, he's running at full speed. He does not have the brain capacity to initiate the contact.
Nah, I think he's low on confidence and he took the dive for a penalty rather than trying to finish it himself.
I think that's just in his nature, though. He did that at Chelsea a lot as well.
Do you not actually think, though, that for a VAR to overturn it, I don't think it's clear and obviously
I said straight away that's a massive dive.
I've seen decisions
should have been booked.
Not being overturned. Like, it's not far enough away from the original decision for it to be overturned.
That's irrelevant to the point of...
No, because that's what VAR steps in for, though, isn't
because
it?
Because, like I said, just because they should have overturned others and haven't or whatever doesn't mean in this instance they shouldn't do the right thing, which is overturning. They should have fucking booked him, the diving bastard.
Isn't Anthony Taylor a Manchester United fan anyway?
Yeah, he is.
I don't want to put any fingers.
You know how we said during the whole game, this is a bit weird, all the decisions are going one way.
I don't remember saying that.
No, I didn't say it either. But Ten Hag basically came out and said, we didn't get a single decision.
He does, mate. He's the absolute perfect Man United manager. Like the ego and the denial, whenever something doesn't go his way, it's never his fault. He's absolutely unbearable, man. And he belongs at Man United.
He also said we conceded a goal that there's a foul on Johnny Evans. It's so clear and obvious.
Which one?
We don't even know what he's talking about.
What are they talking about when it arrived to Declan Rice in the box?
No, there's no foul there.
Well, it has to be. That's the only time he was on the pitch, right? He wasn't on the pitch for the first goal or the second.
I don't know.
The second goal, Dalot just got spun by Gabriel Jesus. Which I found really interesting. So,
about the XG?
Yeah. The XG of the original attempts that Jesus could have had was 0.29, but because he dummied inside, it turned into 0.79.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, that's good.
I will say, though, the composure, seeing Gabby Jesus up front there, very happy.
Mm. Obviously, he's so good. I love him.
Congrats to Nketiah for getting in the England squad as well. Thoroughly deserved, I think. I think it is deserved. I think his time has come.
How is Nketiah in the England squad and Bowen and Sterling aren't?
Yeah,
different positions, but okay.
They're forwards, aren't
different
they?
Different positions,
he's not
okay.
Play.
He's a striker.
He's not good enough to play for England.
Wait, that's like saying, why is fucking Bellingham in when fucking Nick Pope isn't or something?
Yeah, but why is Jordan Henderson in this squad?
Yeah, that's mental.
That is mental.
For leadership qualities.
Yeah, that's actually why he's
been picked. Was that mental?
Was Phillips in that squad as well?
Yeah, Calvin Phillips and
Harry
Maguire.
Why is he there?
Who are the strikers in the squad?
Actually, I don't know.
And Nketiah, Kane, I'm guessing Wilson, surely.
Yeah.
He must be.
And Watkins, maybe? Surely.
So Ollie Watkins has to be four strikers in the squad. So Nketiah's just got like a sympathy vote.
It is.
That's harsh.
Callum Wilson, and Nketiah, Harry Kane. So no Ollie Watkins.
No Ollie Watkins and Nketiah's in the squad, and you think that's
I think Nketiah's been playing well.
You think he should be in the squad over Ollie Watkins?
No, I don't think he's better than Ollie Watkins, but who's to say he can't have a shot at an international friendly?
Yeah, I agree.
He hasn't even played better than Watkins this season.
But do you actually care about these games?
No.
Well, why are you caring so much then? Why you got a hate agenda?
Because I'm trying to wind you up.
See what I mean?
Well, one player who is in the squad, Declan Rice.
One player who isn't, Nick Pope.
All right, Declan Rice played very well again yesterday.
Yeah, he was good. I keep seeing people saying he ghosted apart from his goal.
No.
He did so much.
He's so
good yesterday.
The thing is, Declan Rice having a good game doesn't necessarily mean that he's taking all the plaudits. He's like, especially in this six role as well, he's so deep that he just controls it.
Ooh. Yeah.
By the way, how nice was his touch, by the way?
Off his chin.
Off his chin, yeah.
Off his throat.
That must have well hurt.
It's bad defending, though, that is.
He shouldn't be
getting out to him. He even slipped.
Yeah.
He controls it with his throat, 10 yards away from him, slips and still gets a shot off inside the box in the last minute of the game. It's fucking horrific defending.
Well, they're defending.
And then obviously they get the deflection because we blamed Onana, didn't we, at the time? And then watched it back and it does take
a deflection
because he's already moving the one way. But
you make your own luck.
No, I'm not saying it's lucky. I'm just, shit happens, doesn't it? But
do you know what? I heard Gary Neville talking about this, about Declan Rice, and similar to how Roy Keane was, that even, like, you never go out and play for a draw. There's always, I feel like Declan Rice, when he plays football, he always is playing to win no matter what time it is in the match. Never plays the draw.
I don't think you could.
Do you know what I mean?
Easy to say that when you're playing for Arsenal, though. I doubt he went out for West Ham and tried to win every
Imagine
game.
People at Luton going, we're going for the fucking win.
What are you doing?
You've lost in the last minute.
It's all right saying Roy Keane went out to win when he's playing for the best team in the world who win every week.
Yeah. But it's still like...
Of course he goes out to win because if they don't win, it's a fail.
But I'm pointing...
Do you think Sean died? No.
I say my point is this, 1-1 against Man United in the 96th minute, you still think you can win. That's my point.
It's admirable character, I agree. But there are certain situations where it's like, if you're playing for Sean Dyche.
Yeah.
It's just the gay is not going out and going, I've got to try and win this
game. No, but I'm saying that in terms of being at Arsenal in the 96th minute when you've won one, you've almost lost the game.
He's a natural captain, isn't he? That
wouldn't have been... That's a... What? Drawing at home 1-1 for you yesterday to United would have been a bad result, I feel.
Yeah. I agree.
So you should be trying to win in the 96th minute.
Okay, well, I thought I had a point there, but...
No, you do.
I know I won't bother.
You do, but...
I fucking won't bother next time.
But stop, Roy Keane.
Stop being so childish. Roy don't agree.
Roy Keane gave Rice plaudits like talking about himself. Is that what you're saying? Like,
no, I would have. No, he said Gary Neville.
Fair enough. I mean, he played with him.
Yeah, he did play with him.
Yes. Good.
Well, now I have no confidence to ever talk again.
Why?
Have you not learned anything? You're supposed to be nice to each other now.
Yeah. Oh.
I just agreed with him.
I didn't.
Okay.
Look, all I'm saying is, Tom, you've had a rotter.
Why?
Oh, you have.
Are we not going to talk about...
Go on.
How are we going straight onto me? Oh, yeah, that's why. Sorry.
trying to
swerve it. Do you want to remind the people?
A few weeks ago, Tom went on this big rant in the world. But we were talking about the best centre midfielders in the world, you know, with Declan Rice obviously being up there. But Tom went on this huge rant. Oh, you lot are so stupid. You lot are so stupid.
Have you ever watched Verratti?
Verratti is so much better than Bellingham. Oh, my God. You are fucking idiots.
Do you watch football, you bunch of mugs?
4 games played. 5 goals. 4 man of the matches. He is him.
Took the Zidane number with...
Yep.
Both hands, and is basically the king of the Bernabeu.
The celebration as well that he does.
It's unreal. Bowed to me. I can't believe you'd back against the boy from your ends, man.
Yeah.
He's all right. Bellingham. Hang on.
Can we get an apology? That's all we want.
I've already apologised twice.
No. We need it on the podcast.
I've apologised on the last podcast and on stream.
Be the big guy.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Just apologise.
I'm not apologising.
It's all right to be wrong.
Again.
It's all right to be wrong again.
I've already admitted I was wrong. I'm not apologising.
Apologise.
Lewis, by the way, is looking unbelievable because he said Jude Bellingham number one.
I did.
He's not the best midfielder in the world, though.
No, he's not, but I'm just saying.
Hang on, just okay. Yeah, haha. Tom was wrong. A bit of context. I still stand by the fact he isn't one of the best midfielders in the world right now. He isn't.
He's so young. He's in the biggest team in the world.
What are you saying?
He's had four man of the matches in four games as a fucking teenager playing for the biggest team in the world, scoring five
and
goals.
He continues. It's four games, Theo.
He's also had multiple years at Dortmund.
Again, which
killing it in the Champions League on the biggest stage of all.
Internationally as well.
It doesn't matter of his age. He's been doing it for fucking years, mate.
Hang on.
This kid is arguably top... Right, not even arguably. He is top three in the world.
And England, actually.
I don't agree.
Let me guess. Verratti's still better.
How can you not agree?
Verratti's at six.
I'd obviously now type Bellingham over Verratti. Again, you're making me out to be a hater.
You are.
I love Bellingham. He's not a hater from my area.
What could he have done more? I want him to be
the best player of all time.
What could he have done more this season?
Nothing. He's been amazing. I still think there's better players in his position.
Who?
Verratti.
De Bruyne. Right. Rodri.
Go through your list, Kenny, because we're going to do a top five world centre mids.
Renew these. Your chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, but so show how much knowledge you've gained over the past 4 or 5 weeks.
I'm so excited this season.
Number five, Jude Bellingham.
Well, he's gone up at least, so that's all right.
Because I just think, for all we know, it's... what I do like is the role he's in. They're putting him in the 10. He's getting hot, which is what I told you. He isn't a man who comes deep and gets on the ball and plays. He's a finisher. He's a dribbler. He's an athletic monster.
Did he say any of these things?
I don't remember that.
Are you joking? Listen to it back.
Jude Bellingham's going to score 5 in 4 when he turns up around.
But it's not just 5 goals in 4. It's 4 man of the matches, man.
Yeah.
I actually watched him the weekend against Getafe, and he was unbelievable. So I've got. I'll go Jude fourth.
Who's at five?
Yeah, because.
You're changing your list based on what we're convincing you.
No, I'm definitely not. I've gone okay. Five. Frankie De Jong.
Oh.
Yeah, he is this season, mate. Frankie De Jong's been unreal. Jude fourth. Third, Bruno Fernandes. Second, Rodri. First, KDB.
Fair enough.
I forgot about Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, and at number five.
Where's Verratti, though?
Is it six? Number five, Bruno Fernandes. Number four, a man after your own heart, Joshua Kimmich.
I was close to putting him in, but I haven't even watched Bayern this season.
No, Harry Kane. You've not been watching.
I've watched his goals, that's it.
Yeah. Three, Bellingham. Two, Rodri. One, KDB.
Here we go.
Five. Why? I actually think this is legit.
Oh, you started laughing at your own
list. He went, here we go. Five, Pedri.
Oh, yeah, he's been injured.
I know he's injured. I know he's injured at the moment.
So is De Bruyne.
I know he's injured at the moment, but he was unreal last year and he's played 2 games this season.
He wasn't even in your top 10 last time.
He's played 2 games this season.
Actually, he wasn't, was he?
He wasn't in your top 10 last time, so why?
But what, I can't change my mind. Like, you've changed your mind about Bellingham.
Ooh, he's getting cooked today.
Let me get this straight. In life, you must not change your mind. You must have the same opinion throughout life. And how dare you? I didn't really do much research last time. I was young and naive last time. And I'll hold my hands up.
So it's not like a football influence change. It's just like...
No, I looked into him more and I thought, wow, what a fucking play.
Because obviously he's not really done much this year.
He's played 2 games, got an average score of
8.0.
How dare I change my mind? How dare I?
I was with you before the written.
Yeah. You just have at least I know he's injured, but I looked
at him last season as well, and wow, what a player.
We did just pre-season.
So you're retrospectively saying that you were wrong.
Hang on, did we do our top 10?
It's okay. It's okay to admit he was wrong. You can learn a lot from
him. Didn't we do our top 10 centimeters in pre-season?
He's saying that he forgot the last list.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a bigger man to admit that he's wrong.
It's
something that many people
at least I didn't say Verratti was better than Bellingham, mate.
First of all, that is the biggest pot kettle I've ever seen in my life.
That's the biggest pot kettle.
I've admitted I was wrong multiple times on Bellingham. You can't admit Newcastle are shite.
That's true.
That's incorrect.
No, but Lewis.
Exhibit A.
No, he's going round in circles here. Yeah. Don't worry about this.
I've admitted I was wrong.
You're desperate.
You haven't. You don't sound like it. Look, next up, we've got number four in the world, Declan Rice. Number three, Jude Bellingham. Number two, Rodri. And number one, KDB. Okay. But hang on a minute, KDB's injured, so we actually can't include him on the list. Oh, wait. Yeah, you can.
Why are you looking at me? I've got KDB first as well.
Yeah, it's your turn.
What's yours?
Have you done it?
Is that how little I'm at to this conversation?
I don't think I listen.
I say my thing and they go, all right, cool.
I didn't listen to yours.
You got a fly in your head.
I said 5 Bruno Fernandes, 4 Joshua Kimmich.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah.
And then 3 Bellingham, 2 Rodri, 1 Ken.
Yeah, I was between Kimmich and De Jong, but I'd front with De Jong because he influences the game a bit.
Well, guys, let us know your top 5 centre mids in the world.
Lewis,
right now.
You got yours?
I have got one.
You should do because you've given us like 400 lines of prep.
Bruno
so.
G.
Yeah.
I've went...
Is Bruno G still in it? Because he was 4th last time, remember?
He was 4th. He has moved out of the top 5.
Okay.
Currently.
What a big man.
It takes a big man to admit that he's wrong. You know,
you've grown as a human, Lewis.
Do you admit that you're wrong?
At the time,
apologize.
He was.
Apologise.
Anyways, Bruno F is number 5. Declan Rice, 4th for me. I've decided that he's a god. Andy's class.
Rodri, is that because you're a Man United fan and he crushed your dreams as of yesterday?
I did want you to lose a lot because that clip of you saying I love fucking football when Nunes scored.
Like, yeah, but it's funny. 10-man Liverpool and they beat you.
You deserve that.
Yeah,
I just love the way Arsenal won yesterday. Honestly, I was getting so much tweets from the Man United fans going,
Yeah, it's nice.
You're not laughing now, are you, buddy?
I actually genuinely don't think they have a fan over 12, by the way. It's mental. Anyways,
well,
Rodri 3rd, KDB 2nd, Bellingham 1st.
Okay, well, we're not going to talk about that because you're an idiot.
To be fair, you haven't actually changed your list. That was the same phrase last time.
I mean,
Bellingham is
right
playing
now,
unbelievably.
He's not the best midfielder in the world.
Well,
okay.
Well, but KDB's not allowed because he's injured. Okay. Isn't
but
it?
You have
is
that your list.
The rule? But no. Seriously, though, do you think Bellingham is better than Rodri in midfield?
I just think
because that the numbering sounds like you do.
The way I looked at it was, it's like, who do I want? I want fucking Bellingham because he's
just
the
idiot,
best.
Then.
And also, if you think about it, Bellingham is him, whereas Rodri isn't him.
Yeah, Rodri isn't him.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot. X him gets
Rodri's. Rodri's arguably the best player in the Premier League this season.
Yeah, but he's not him.
The hardest league in the world.
Does he have a cool celebration? Yes or no?
Who?
Rodri.
Yeah, it's a bit cringe. Messi's celebration.
He just runs off like you after scoring it when we cut.
I can't fucking believe I scored. I don't know what I've done. Hey, look. Anyway, speaking of. let's actually discuss how we should discuss it because we're.
Yeah, let's be completely
fed
unbiased.
Up of them Magpies. Let's talk about the Seagulls. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So fantastic.
Oh, your former team?
Battle of the Birds.
Great bird.
And the Magpies got fucking slashed.
Yeah. We were really good for the first 3 minutes.
No. How good
can we analyse? Can we just quickly go Brighton over his gaslighting of this situation, by
it's
the
not
way?
So
we talked about this on the street.
It's called let's read out the prep. After a fantastic 3 minutes for Newcastle, they were then dominated by Brighton for the remainder of the game, losing 3-1.
It was a great 3 minutes.
And
all
look, yeah, fucking the 97 minutes afterwards.
Look at the graphic. He's got up the strength
also,
of schedule.
Also, this is unbelievable copium, by the way.
Yeah.
You have included a statistic that shows points gained with and without Sean Longstaff.
Oh my.
Proven I was correct about him. He does the dirty work that allows Bruno G to do what he does.
If this was points gained with and without Bruno G, I'd give that some sort of.
Also, can I just say, conceded per game, and if you're rounding to the nearest whole number,
still one,
it's
both
still
of them.
One.
The point is, without Longstaff, our centre mids, we were
it's
lost.
Also not even that big of a difference to make a graphic out of it.
50% win rate with Longstaff, 30% without. That's a significant difference. That's a significant difference. He does
you're
the dirty
only,
work that allows other players to do what they need to do.
Is that not just a coincidence?
No. There's a big sample size. 30 games and what was it, the other one?
Isn't he just playing a bit shitter now?
No, like Longstaff's good. It's because we're putting in Tonali and Jolina Bruno and we're just lost.
Could
at the
those games without
the
Longstaff just be against better
but
teams?
Longstaff, you're saying Tonali's not played 10 games yet?
No,
he's not started for 10 games.
This
and
is from
only
last
won,
season, I think.
That's what I mean.
To be fair, out of all 20 Premier League teams, Newcastle's strength of schedule is the hardest.
Which also doesn't make sense because it says here, It's based on the average Opta rankings this season. I think I can't really read. I think
right, lads, we can all look
but
at the
on the ratings of the teams against you so high because you're so shit. They're playing well.
No, what you that was out before the fixtures were played.
Why Chelsea's. So you've got what 13 points? I can't even read this.
Okay, now what basically we're talking about here is Chelsea are garbage because Chelsea have had the easiest fixture on this season and are only 1 point above Newcastle, who have had the hardest fixture.
It doesn't take a big footballing brain to realise Newcastle have had a ridiculously hard start to the season.
They have had a difficult start.
It's like very
they
hard.
But this is the right. So
more just momentum playing, is the so same important.
Just to understand something, wasn't when Arsenal lost 3 in a row off the back of Brentford their first game in the Premier League. Chelsea and Manchester City, we lost all three, and I'm pretty sure you were one of the guys that was saying Arteta out at that point. So
I've never said that.
Okay, look, no, you can't flip it. Just
momentum
because
is essential when you're starting your season, and we have had a very tricky
but also Lewis at the same time, can I just say, don't get me wrong, yes, Newcastle have had a tough start to the season. There's no denying that. However,
you said you're in a
your
title
performances
charge.
Have been shit.
Yeah.
And if you want to compete and get Champions League football,
what do you mean, no?
You need to be at least getting points on the board.
City didn't get a second gear.
No, you were
fucking average.
You can't lock 3-1 to Brighton.
They got one goal through, and
you created nothing against Manchester City.
They created barely anything against us.
Holland should have had an hat trick that game.
They had one extra.
You should have. Seriously, though, you can't.
That's where he gets hat tricks from, one extra.
If you're Newcastle and you're like Champions League football, you played unbelievable last season. Yes, Brighton are incredible, but you should be at least getting a draw at Brighton.
No, definitely.
And
but
you
Brighton
dipped over 3-1.
Again, circumstance. Brighton came off a massive loss. That was the worst time to play Brighton because they've just been absolutely smacked.
What the fuck are you on about?
You think when teams come off a massive loss, they immediately always bounce back.
There's one
as opposed to just getting worse.
The only poor performance we've had is against Brighton.
In that case, why did Newcastle not bounce back after Liverpool and beat Brighton?
Brighton were better than us. That's our only poor performance we had this season. They were better than us in every single part.
You don't think it's poor losing?
We were good against Liverpool. We didn't take our chances.
They had 10 men.
Yes, but what I'm saying is we created chances. We just didn't take them and see the game out. We still play good football. The exact same point that you used for Arsenal against Man United. You create big chances. You didn't take them. We did the exact same thing.
I don't think Arsenal were that good yesterday.
And then the way Liverpool won that game.
Yeah, but we did win 3-1.
Arsenal won 3-1.
No, but I'm saying you were saying justifying your performance against Man United because you were getting the chances, but you weren't finishing them. We were doing that against Liverpool. They got a goal back against us from an unfortunate deflection off Botman's back.
I don't really get what's going on.
We watched it on stream and I don't remember there being too many clear-cut opportunities for Newcastle.
We even said during the game, after the first half hour, Newcastle were poor.
Don't cry.
apart from the Alisson worldie save,
that was Almiron, the volley.
I can't really remember.
We dominated the large segments of the game. They got one goal back, and then as we went for the win, they caught us again on the break. It's
name
how it went.
You missed that game. So
I can't remember the entire game. It was like a week ago. What I'm saying is, we haven't actually been performing poorly, as you were saying. It's been made out to be so
but
much
you
worse than it is.
You weren't great against City. They did just play you off the park. Like, you didn't really offer much.
Yeah, no, but like, what else can you really do? This is Man City. You just won the treble, and we lost 1-0.
Fulham looked better going against Man City than you did, even though they lost 5-1.
But this is the problem. You've been banging on how good you are, how you're going to be in a title race, and then you're thinking of any little excuse to, oh, well, it's Man City. They're amazing. Oh, well, this. Oh, well, that.
Of course, Man City.
You said you're in a fucking title scrap.
Lewis might actually have a point against Liverpool.
What?
What's that? Well, Newcastle had 60% possession, which is expected against a 10-man team. But interestingly, their expected goals was 1.99 and Liverpool's was 0.88. Newcastle had 23 total shots.
So 23 shots and only an XG of 1.9. 20,
but hear me out, 23 total shots, but one big chance.
Yeah. So you didn't.
So we were right.
What I'm saying is the performance wasn't poor there. Obviously, it's not good to lose against 10 men, but we weren't playing bad football. We played bad football against Brighton. That's the only worrying bit.
I want to address something. You keep saying you're only 1 point off where you were last season and calling it a title charge. But you finished fourth last season.
Yeah, and you're 1 point worse off.
There's plenty of time to recover. It'll be
But what I don't understand is
you were 25 points off the top.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
No.
You're threshold of where you should be is based off coming fourth.
I think
not based off coming first.
I think we can pick up a lot more points scoring goals, ironically, because that's something that we didn't do against Brighton. But I think we got a lot more points in us than last season. We've had a tough run opening run to the game, but I think we definitely have what it takes in that team. Once people start clicking and we get the cohesion
with such a difficult Champions League group as well.
Points?
I think we can do it.
How many points off the top were they last year? Theo, have a look.
I think it's like only like 1 point difference from
off
last season.
The top of the league.
Oh, sorry. Now, right now.
No.
Jesus. Last season. Where did they finish behind Man City?
Have a look.
Oh, it's like 20 something, right?
I got it here.
70 in City.
So bearing in mind, you're already 1 point worse off after four games.
So last season they were four points off Man United third.
Oh my God.
No,
Theo.
No. They were 18 behind Man City.
Okay.
You were 18 behind
so
Man City.
So right now you have to claw back 19 points at least.
No, well, that's given if the league finishes identical to last season, which it might not.
City finished on 89 points. They are 100% definitely going to get more points.
I feel like we're getting the arguments going in the wrong area. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm saying we could.
We had two losses.
No, we had two losses, which is ideal. We need to beat Brentford and go on a good win streak.
If we don't beat Brentford, it's over.
Guys, let's cut it down here. Okay, calm it down. You need to calm down.
I just want him to admit he's in defense of
Newcastle. No. They've had the toughest start to the season of any team. But
cry me a fucking rebat.
You all play
the same team.
But momentum at the start of the season is relevant.
Surely Burnley.
Let me talk.
City, Spurs, and Villa.
Let me talk.
Yeah. City, Spurs, and Villa. That's way more difficult than what you've had.
Let me talk.
Based on how they're playing this season.
Newcastle have had a tough start, and they have. It may not be the toughest in the league, but they have had a tough start.
It continues against
Brentford after the international break, but then after that, Sheffield United.
Well, no, Brentford's an easy game for
Burnley.
Title charge, isn't it?
West Ham's tough.
They drew against Bournemouth. You should be beating them easy if you're in a title challenge.
I think we should beat Brentford, yeah. I agree.
What if you don't?
Then the title charge is over.
After five games,
we need to beat Brentford.
One game,
but they're not bad though.
But right, my point is, we've dropped points at the early start of the season. But this isn't going to continue. We've had a tough run.
Can I just say,
there's no manager I back more in the league to turn around this bad form than Eddie Howe. He came in and took us on. He came in when we were in relegation, 75% likely to get relegated, took us on one of our biggest win streaks in the club's recent history.
As soon as he started going bad at Bournemouth, what happened? They went down.
So you're going to recite back like 5 years,
that
6 years?
That was his last job.
Instead of looking at his last job, let's look at the season he took over with Newcastle.
But it hasn't been going
badly yet. He came into a team that was in horrendous form, 75% likely to get relegated from the position he would win, and took us on a massive win streak.
You've just repeated evidence of fixing form. There's no evidence right now of how turning it round when it's bad.
Under him.
He came in and you started performing straight away.
No, that's wrong. We lost the opening three games.
Moving on, because you two are doing our heads in.
Just admit you're wrong and you're not in a title challenge.
If we lose to Brentford, yeah.
Oh, Grove. Okay. You finish your seventh.
Well, in all of that, we're forgetting that Brighton are flipping amazing and they deserve every single plaudit they are getting right now.
Yeah. Would you say that they've had the best transfer window?
I'd say it's definitely up there for sure.
We'll discuss it because we're going to do the top three and worst three transfer windows.
Oh, I didn't see this on the prep sheet.
Okay, well...
Me and Reeve are going to do it.
It's all right, I can think.
I think you and I agree on this one, don't we? Don't we?
I've
got Brighton as the best transfer window.
I've got Brighton first.
And here's why.
Because of the money they've clawed in.
They've sold, 200 mil?
They sold Caicedo for 116, McAllister for 42, and Sanchez for 23.
Good point.
And their incomings seem to be turning out very well. Like even James Milner on a free.
Yeah,
he's playing quality. Yeah. And Ansu Fati on a loan.
I forgot about Fati.
Yeah. João Pedro seems good.
Yeah.
Their goalkeeper, Verbruggen.
Yeah.
Very, very well.
He's class.
Yeah.
De Hood from Dortmund.
Yeah. I also just trust their signings because they don't really get signings wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like... Inevitably, they'll just sell all these players for 100 million in 2 years.
That's true.
I think, genuinely, Brighton...
They're my number one for me.
Yeah.
I've got them second.
They're just the goats.
Second for me, I've got Man City. It pains me to say it.
Yeah, I've got Man City.
You know, we're all thought, they're getting rid of Gundogan. They're letting go a few players. Do you know what I mean? But they've just... But they also all are helped by the fact that they have an unlimited budget.
Yeah.
So that
the transfers in Gvardiol, Matthias Nunes, Doku, Kovacic.
Yeah,
I mean that is just a joke, really. And also getting rid of Cole Palmer for 40 plus million pounds is mental.
I didn't realise it was that much.
40
know.
Mil for Cole Palmer. Can I just say, another... He had like five appearances in the Premier League.
But also one that I didn't know, because obviously I wasn't here on the transfer day, deadline day. I was travelling, so I missed everything. Matthias Nunes signed for Man City. I know. Oh, 53 million.
Pep called him one of the best players in the world last season.
Yeah he did. When he was at Spartan, was
it? Yeah, he really, really liked him. I think he'll suit City's system as well.
Did Doku look good when he played for them?
He played a bit defensively.
I've only seen the goals.
Yeah, he played quite defensively, which was quite interesting. I guess it was just how...
I know is Oscar Bob made his Prem debut and he is him.
He is.
You were very happy with that. And third for me... you've got Man City second, sorry.
Yeah, Man City second.
Third for me, I've got West Ham.
Oh, that's a great shout, you know.
Yeah, because everyone thought they're going to lose Declan Rice and they could easily do a Spurs and spunk like the Gareth Bale money and not get the correct players in. And they evident by their performances this season that those players they've got in are perfect to how West Ham want to play. James Ward-Prowse. Sensational. Alvarez looks quality. Mm-hmm. Kudus.
Good signing.
Very good signing. Mavropanos.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, not really seen much. But
I would have liked West Ham maybe to get more strength at the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Possibly a striker.
But even though they've only made like three or four big signings,
They've had a midfield overhaul, which is what they needed.
They've signed the right players. And it's similar to actually Spurs, how we thought without Kane they might crumble. Without Declan Rice, West Ham might crumble, but they seem to be doing very well.
Well, yeah, I mean, realistically, you should. If you sell a player like Rice, who's so obviously so influential, you should be able to replace him with three players. Should.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done.
100%. Loads of clubs get it wrong. Spurs did with the Bale money and stuff like that. But yeah, they should be getting it right. They're not in my third.
Who's your third?
My number three is Aston Villa.
Oh, I got Villa third.
Tielemans. Torres, Longley, Diaby, Zaniolo, who hasn't actually played yet, I don't think, but obviously he's a proper baller from Roma. And sold Cameron Archer for like £21 million. Yeah. Like, that's
he's never even played in the Premier League.
He's not
got a Premier appearance.
But also, they've only spent, how much was Diaby?
Diaby's 50 mil.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they spent 80 million and a lot, most of their players are loans and threes. Yeah, it's decent.
Yeah.
And they've got 20 back for Archer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not... Well, yeah, anyways.
And they look good.
They've just strengthened positions that they needed to, really. Mm-hmm. Do you think their centre-back rotation now, even with Mings out, it's like Longley, Torres, Diego Carlos, Konsa, Mings out, but still, that's a lot of centre. Like, that's good depth.
What's yours, Tom?
I've got Villa third, West Ham second, and City first. No, I think you've explained it well with Brighton.
No love for Brighton.
I just think... I don't know. They have still lost, arguably, the two of their best players.
Do you know who...
Billy Gilmore did look unreal.
Billy Gilmore's stepping up, isn't he?
Do you know who I was going to put in them, but just because of their performances, I can't? It's Chelsea. They went nuts in the transfer window.
I know, but have they gone
too nuts?
They've spent a lot of money again, and they look shit.
Billion and a half, isn't it, since Bowley's come in? It's just... And I want to say...
A billion and a half?
I think it is, just over a billion.
I was going to say, it won't be 1.5 bill.
It's over a billion. That's for shower. Liverpool have had a good transfer window, I thought.
Yeah.
With Gravenberch signing.
They still need a DM, though, don't they?
Gravenberch?
He's not really, though, is he?
They need an actual sitter.
Yeah, he's not a proper sitter.
United isn't that bad either. With Amrabat coming in, I think
United have had a good window.
Yeah.
Arsenal? Yeah. Shame about Timber's injury. That's so peak.
But the problem that I have with that is...
That shouldn't affect...
That was so early that we had... Time to rectify and get somebody else in who just didn't bother.
You've still got Tommy Asu, White, but then
let Holding go to Palace. Yeah, but that's part of the depth that we have, even though he's not great.
He's fucking dog shit.
you said Saliba out wasn't influential to our title charge.
No, I didn't.
Because Rob Holding came in, but now you've just said Rob Holding's dog
shit. Say
he
wasn't influential.
Is he that impactful or is he not?
I said...
Not another one. Shit.
What I said was that wasn't the reason you lost the title because Saliba was injured.
Hugely influential.
It definitely impacted you, yes. You think Saliba not... I could have played at centre-half and you should have beat West Ham and Southampton.
So, yeah, but you're saying as if like our best defender doesn't play, we should still... That's not always
you
the
should
case,
still though. Beat Southampton and West Ham, yes?
Yeah, he's right.
Am I going mental here or what?
Yeah. No, but if he plays, it's a different story. That's what I'm trying to say. No,
I don't think...
The tipping scale was...
But watching those games, I don't think would have mattered with him in or out.
I disagree.
Okay.
Speaking of the best, to the worst, I've got Luton, Sheffield United and Wolves.
I've got Wolves, Everton, Sheffield United.
Oh, Everton.
I've got Fulham, Luton and Sheffield United.
Wolves have signed like Matt Doherty and that's pretty much it.
No, they've got a few in on the last day, didn't they? Tommy Doyle's coming from City. He's decent.
Oh, really?
Other than that, yeah. They've signed another player called Bueno, I think. I don't know who he is.
Kinder Bueno.
But they've already got that left back called Bueno.
Yeah, Hugo.
Too many Brenos.
Unless it's the same player and they've actually signed him, I don't really know.
Luton, though.
Yeah.
Luton are signing players for next year, aren't they?
Yeah.
Year in the Championship.
That's what it means, yeah. If their aim is to stay in the Premier League, they haven't done business correctly.
They just haven't got the money to do it.
Yeah. They spent all their money on their stadium.
Yes.
To upgrade the Oak stand to the Domino's Oak stand.
Like they've signed Chong from Blues, who like
Ross
a championship
Barkley.
Player.
Yeah.
Giles from the Wolves as well. He's a good championship.
Chong was sore poor, by the way.
Huh?
He was sore poor.
What, Friday? I didn't see the game.
You thought Giles was bad? I thought he was the only...
Chong.
Oh, Chong. Yeah, Giles was their only decent
This is the only game this weekend I've seen nothing
Has Lokonga signed for Luton on loan? Is it Luton on loan? Who's Lokonga go to?
Lokonga?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Sambi Lokonga.
No, do you mean Nakamba?
No, I mean Lokonga.
Nakamba's definitely Luton.
Yeah, Nakamba's signed for them.
Who's Lokonga? Is it Luton?
I haven't seen Lokonga go to Luton. I'll have a look.
Yeah, he's at Luton, Lorne.
Yeah,
see? Is he?
Yeah, catch up, mate.
Hey, see, I was going to put Everton in my bottom three, but I just think Beto's actually a really good pickup.
Yeah, he looks good, doesn't he, Beto?
I think he's really good.
Strong,
I think he's good
holds
to,
the ball up well, yeah. Fast.
I don't know.
He's only going to get better on Beto.
Do you not see
Beto?
His performance against Chef United?
I watched the second half, but...
I thought he was really good.
Yeah, he did look good.
That's like, I saw a stat as well that he took like 7 successful dribbles and he's like 6'6" as well, which just shows you the technicality he had.
Could be the answer for their goals. And he obviously did score the weekend as well. But anyways, guys, it's now time to chat Super Six.
Six, 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 six.
Now, me and Tom had a great moment thinking, oh my God, we've got our 2-1 prediction for Arsenal, Man United. to Arsenal to win, obviously. And then Arsenal went and scored third. And that gave Ree 5 points.
Yeah. Where are... Can I just double check with everyone?
Well, hang on. How many points did you get this week overall?
I got 11. In our Super Six mini league, which is the greatest Super Six mini league on the planet, PTCH 23 is the
There's
current.
Now over 25,000. I believe there's over 26,000 of you, actually.
I think it's near 27, if I'm honest.
Oh, right. I got...
I want to check with you two where you're currently sat in terms of position compared to the rest of our league.
Well, I got 8 points. I got...
No, for the season.
I know, but I got predicted City to beat Fulham. I predicted Chelsea to beat Forest 3-1.
I predicted a draw for that.
I said 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2.
I said 2-1 Spurs against Burnley, so I got the result there. I predicted 1-1 between Brighton and Newcastle.
I predicted 2-2.
And then I got Palace to beat Wolves. I said 2-1, not 3-2. And I got Arsenal to beat Man United 2-1. In terms of where I am in...
How many points did you get?
8 points.
Same.
What do you get?
8.
In terms of I am position in the Pitchside Super Six Mini League, it's actually pretty good. 6,017.
Ooh. 4,824.
Well, how many points do you want overall?
30.
I'm 29.
Ooh.
I'm 1 point behind you.
Maybe a golden goal influencing as well.
Yeah.
You go on leagues, Pitchside, and then season. Mm. And then you see...
What are you cooking up, Lewis, in the corner? How many points do you get?
You're not on more than us, mate, so don't laugh.
How many points I'm laughing because of how bad I am.
I reckon I'm lower.
Lewis, how many points do you get this week?
I got 4 points.
This week?
What?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, you bet on Man United to win, didn't you?
I think... No, I bet on a draw, 0-0. Oh. I thought you just cancelled each other out.
What? Mm.
I had Chelsea to draw with Forest.
Wait, where are you in the league? Are you last? Are you last in the league?
Yeah, I've won 20 points so far.
Yeah, so what is that?
What position is that?
17,177.
What are you?
I've gone 24 points. I am 12,700.
Oh, no. I'm looking like a little cheeky.
I'm midway. I'm all right. So, but can we just say...
It's a long season.
At the moment, you're getting three pairs of goggles tattooed on you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought I was getting a carrot, an arm, and
that's nice.
I don't know what your one was.
That's fine then. A dumbbell or something. Yeah. That's cool.
The Iron Man symbol. So everyone thinks you've done an Iron Man.
So basically,
giant one on his back.
So basically, at the minute, you're in the mud.
Yeah, no, but you've just made a bet with me, by the way, today. So we're probably going to lose that if my track record.
Spurs over Arsenal.
Yeah, that might.
Also, shout out to Carly Air, who's currently winning the overall league, by the way.
Yeah,
52 points, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but there's obviously been a lot of good performances this week, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be doing our Team of the Week.
I like Team of the Week.
Yeah.
Because it means you have to have watched.
I don't get how, like... Can I just say about this? I don't understand how people can consistently get the right scores every week. I just don't get it.
Yeah, especially this week.
I just don't get it.
This week was mental. 5-1.
It's people getting the right results.
It has to be luck.
Well, no, you just need to know football, man. Come on.
Yeah,
but he said knowing football. How could anyone who predicted Forest to go and beat Chelsea? Okay, maybe that. But I just don't get it.
It's a consistency of getting the right results with a few score lines in there. That's how you get good.
Yeah. It's fucking mental. I mean, no, fair play to people doing it. But
yeah, a year of practice off known ball. I'd like to talk to you through my Team of the Week, if that's okay.
Yeah, go on, mate.
Ingar got Matt Turner.
Oh, I've got a different keeper.
Oh, I've gone for the same. I thought you played really well.
Yeah, I got Matt Turner. I got back four.
Made some big saves.
Hear me out here. This might be controversial. I got Trent.
Yeah.
Kurt Zouma. Gabriel.
I didn't watch.
And Udogie.
Zouma scored and he was pretty good.
I didn't watch.
He was good. He did a cold celebration against the Luton fans. He was like...
I haven't got any Luton or West. That's the only game I've seen nothing of this year.
Well, I got Trent, Zouma, Gabriel. I really thought Gabriel was quality coming in. And Udogie at left back.
Yeah, he's fucking classy.
Yeah. And then I've got just a weird sort of formation. Don't really know what I'm doing here.
I've got the same.
Yeah, I got Madison.
Yeah, unreal.
Declan Rice. Son. Evan Ferguson.
What?
Son.
Midfield. You've got Son and Ferguson in midfield.
No, I've gone from.
I've got players.
They just play up front.
Okay.
Madison,
it's
Declan Rice.
4-2-4, really.
4-2-4, yeah. Madison, Declan Rice, Son, Evan Ferguson, Edouard, and Haaland.
Oh, Edouard's good. I put Eze instead.
Mateta
was sick. Mateta was.
I thought Edouard had been playing well this season, you know.
Everyone just thinks he's shit.
No, they don't, mate. He's all right.
If any Celtic fans are watching this, they will tell you
that
he's...
That's my Team of the Week. That is my Team of the Week.
I like that. I don't have a back four, which is a bit weird. I have Trent as centre-back. So in goal, I have Alisson. I thought he was...
Oh, I nearly went for Alisson, but I...
Very... It's just a classic Alisson performance, very composed.
He made a good save from... I thought he'd gone over the line. I can't remember who it was.
And realistically, it was between Alisson and Turner. When picking, really. Right?
Yeah, but I gave it to Turner because Alisson's probably going to be a few more Team of the Weeks.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, balance out. Yeah,
it's well, good. A clean sheet away at Stamford Bridge. It's a good
very forward. Yeah, it's good. Trent, I have as a centre-back. I'm sorry, guys. I have Willy Bolly.
I had Bolly.
Romero. I thought his goal was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it fucking was, actually.
And then Madison said, I will up your goal.
Yeah. The goal Spurs scored were ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I have Jensen. I thought he was brilliant. Eze and Madison.
What is that? Yeah, did play well.
And then I've kind of got 3-3-4.
A lot of strikers who played well.
Son, Alvarez, Haaland, and Salah.
Wait, so Evan Ferguson has bagged the hat trick in your Team of the Week?
Oh my fucking god!
No, Salah. I told you earlier as well. You've got to include Ferguson. I've just completely forgot to do it.
Salah over
obviously
Ferguson.
I'm including Ferguson. He bagged a hat trick at age of 18, like the fourth youngest hat trick in the Premier League.
Wow!
But you got Salah over Ferguson.
I forgot about him actually, and I told you to put him in.
He was going in anyway.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big.
Salah over Ferguson. Very controversial there, Reeve. I'd say borderline. Stupid.
That's a big stinker.
That's bad. That's like when Tom forgot Haaland last week.
No, I stand by that.
Tom, what's your Team of the Week?
Great.
I've got... That wasn't last week I forgot him, was it?
It was when he scored two and you went...
That was first game after Burnley, wasn't it?
Yeah. What's your Team of the Week?
Because I thought De Bruyne had scored.
Yeah, because you were the fight.
Turner, Trent, Romero, Willy Bolly, Udogie, Billy Gilmore, Decore, Madison, Son, Haaland, Ferguson.
Very nice.
Front three of hat-trick. Yeah. Player, yeah.
I mean,
pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
I thought, I'm surprised none of you put Decore or Gilmore in. Gilmore
was really good.
He ran the show, I thought, the weekend.
I really enjoyed Decore's goal for some reason. It was like he was like falling back. Like, no.
They played him higher as well, which.
Yeah. He always scored. He kept Everton up last year.
No, but he used to be like, they signed him as like a holding mid, really. But
yeah, because
like
that's where he played for Watford,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but now he's a lot higher up. But yeah, he's...
He has that Patrick Vieira build, like long legs.
Apart from Idris Gueye, they all do. It's like Onana, Doucouré are just absolute...
It's just Everton animals. Building a team of like units. Tall guys.
Like Moyes Everton, but he's not there anymore. So yeah. It doesn't really work, but...
Look, guys, as I said, there's now over 27,000 view in the pitch side. Well, almost 27,000 view in the pitch side Super 6 Mini League. Hopefully we can get to 27,000 by the end of this week. And of course, at the end of the season, something big happening, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We are taking on the Club 11 in a grudge match.
That's right. It's a grudge match. We will be lacing up our boots against the... I'm not even going to say their name, to be honest, but it's...
I've already said it.
It's Boovy, McCullough and Rory & Co.
Easy dub for pitch like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, unfortunately, that
it's
is
such an easy dub.
That is a big dub. And of course, if you win the Pitch Side Super 6 Mini League, you will be taking part in playing for the Pitch Side.
And you'll
Ultra.
Get to see me in the Come showers.
On. What? I mean, you will, but that's probably not the main thing you want to try and win the league for.
Ooh. Yeah. Hopefully you're going to be having it at a stadium at the end of the season. Yeah,
so, guys, even if you're not already joined to the Pitch Side Mini League, get involved. The code to join it is PTCH23. There are still plenty more opportunities to try and catch up the amount of points if you've missed week.
If you have like an amazing week, yeah, you can easily get to like
yeah. If you
the
honestly,
top
if you
bracket,
if you
I swear to God.
If you win the jackpot this week, you'll be on more points than Lewis anyway.
Yeah,
so. Exactly. Shout out also to the winner of this week, Amanda Scott, who came top of the Pitch Side Mini League with 18 points, and you have won the £100 class.
That's how you know it's a difficult week, by the way. Anything 18. Sub 20 for the top.
Yeah, 18.
Super 6 will be in touch with you to get you your prize.
Yeah, the guy who won the overall jackpot this week, it was £5,000 because it was 21 points, I think.
That's crazy.
That's class. Look, next week's fixtures, guys, after obviously the international break,
is
West Ham City, Man United, Brighton, Tottenham, Sheffield United, Everton, Arsenal, Bournemouth, Chelsea, Newcastle, Brentford.
Yeah, these are...
challenge for Newcastle.
And Manchester United, actually. United versus Brighton, that's not an easy fixture.
Everton-Arsenal could be one on Everton?
No, there's no... That only happened with the new manager bounce. That was Sean Dyche's first game. It's not going to happen again, hopefully.
Obviously, with if you want to win £250,000, simply predict all six correct. Obviously, add in your golden goal and play for free to win £250,000 using our link in the description down below.
So, moving on to another part of London... A part where there is technically, how many problems would you say?
I'd say there's 99 problems.
Well, socially or economically?
Let's go with the football club.
I'd say there's 99 problems, but...
Money is not one.
Winning ain't one.
No, winning is one.
Yes.
Winning.
Losing is not one.
You're Nicholas Jackson!
Scoring, missing up on goals!
Jackson! That is such a shite miss, by the way. Yeah.
He's good though, you know, other than he just can't score.
Yeah, but
are you telling me this could be another number nine curse?
It could be another Werner.
It's looking a bit number 90.
Now, he's definitely better than Werner and Havertz in that position, but I do honestly think he's one of them. Once he gets a few goals, he'll be all right.
We said that
we got one already, and then...
No, I just meant, I need to go on a bit of a run, I think. And Chelsea are...
Well, because he's overweight. Oh, you mean a run of goals. Sorry.
I'll tell you who is actually looking good for Chelsea. Sterling.
Yeah, Raheem's trying to claw that...
Raheem the dream.
Top four, mate. I think what might happen is if Poch gets tired of Jackson, he'll play Sterling through the middle and then play another winger.
Ooh. Well, there are missing Nkunku.
That for me is probably one of the biggest problems because pre-season with Nkunku in the side, they were kicking.
What's the problem? The problem is they can't break down a low block.
And also, one of the biggest problems I think at Chelsea is the fact that they played all pre-season with the back four, go into the first four games of the season.
Yeah, and he's gone to a five.
And play five back. How is that pre-season preparation correct?
I've seen the Thiago Silva saying that they were back four and he's had a little nibble.
Yeah,
back.
Did you see that? Yeah, he replied to some Chelsea account, didn't he? Thiago Silva replied to a Chelsea Instagram that said This won't go down well, but I think it's time to drop Thiago Silva. Playing him is becoming a problem because we have to play a back five to shoehorn him in. Playing four at the back will allow us to get better going forward, and I don't think we'll suffer as much. Nothing but respect to Thiago, but I think we'd be better off without him. Thiago then responds, all right, I actually rate it. If you look closely at the game, he says, we are playing with a line of four, my friend. Passive-aggressive. But there's no problem in assuming that I'm also responsible for the defeat. Bit the pressure on me. Thumbs up. No problem yesterday.
But yeah, that means Chilwell's like a winger. Then.
That's exactly what it means. It means Chilwell's playing left wing. And unfortunately for the guy, he can't decide when to shoot. So
yeah, why is he so gun-shy in front of goal?
I don't understand. He's always trying to get the
defender at heart, man.
No, but I think that... I'm sure it was Luton. He was literally like...
Yeah, it was Luton. It was Luton. He tried to square it to Sterling, didn't he? Yeah.
They are in trouble. Yeah, they're in trouble because I'm worried at how bad they can't break down low block.
But also Caicedo.
So it's early. You got fit.
Yeah.
Just but because, like you said, what you're telling me, he's not up to scratch with Premier League football.
He hasn't played all pre-season, has he?
He's had a whole season.
No,
he's had a whole summer off though, hasn't he?
I think the last game before he played,
he'll be fine.
It was March, right? The last game before he played.
We all know how good he is.
Yeah. They just need to sort it out.
Lavia as well. Yeah. That would be a big buzz for them.
But the thing is, we keep saying, oh, they'll come good. When will they come good?
Well, they might not, but I just think...
I want to touch on something, please.
They've got too much talent.
I really
want
to touch on something, actually, Tom. Because I got slated. Mm. Oh, my God. I would have thought I murdered someone. I got crucified for saying Chelsea was in my top 3 as least impressive this season.
You also took it back.
I didn't take it back.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
The next they week, had, you literally took it back.
I said that, yeah, because they did look good against Luton. I said to you, they have to put up a performance against Luton. But I didn't say they were not the least impressive team because it is technically their worst Premier League start since 1994-95. Crucify me. Go on.
No, but
I'm wrong.
No, but okay. So, but in the original discussion,
your opinion can't
in the
be origin, wrong.
In the original discussion, it was a case of them not getting points, which determined you thinking they were bad. But me and Tom were saying they're playing good football.
Yeah.
They're just not scoring points on the ball.
Whereas the weekend, they didn't.
I think they're doing the same thing. Like against Luton, they played as good as they did the previous games. Yeah. But it's obviously just against
Luton.
Well,
they got the result.
Luton didn't count.
Well, West Ham.
They lost 1-0 at Forest at home, man. There's no excuse for that.
I don't think Forest are bad at all.
There's no excuse for that.
Look,
Chelsea Football Club.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
Zero excuse to lose 1-0 to Forest at home. No disrespect to Forest, but that is just how it is.
Yeah.
Look, no excuse.
You're saying that though.
It is technically their worst Premier League start.
They gave you
in almost
a game. They gave United a game.
Years. 30 years, sorry.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I got crucified for saying that.
But we were talking about performances.
Yeah, yeah. Performances. The signs are there.
Performances should get results.
It's not just that. Yeah, should. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but they don't always. It would be a perfect world if the best performing team always won, but they don't.
Yeah. But they're on 4 points, man.
Yeah, it's poor. No one's denying that.
You still back them for pushing for top five?
I never had them top five.
Well, I think
I don't have them top four.
I would
anymore.
Replace them with Spurs. I think everyone's been blown away by how Spurs have been good.
I put Spurs in eighth and Chelsea sixth. I think that's definitely.
Mm. Yeah, I think Spurs are looking.
Spurs are coming top three.
Looking and cooking. Mm.
I mean, you got to hope so. Otherwise, you guys are in big trouble and naked.
Can I change my team to Bournemouth?
Look, there's been a lot of good players this year.
Has there?
Has actually.
Yeah. But like Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham.
So as we go into the international break, we've decided to look back on the last 4 games and create our Premier League in form 11.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Can I go first?
Of course you can.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind. So for me, my Premier League in form 11 is Alisson in goal. If you want to argue that, just go back and watch his performance against Newcastle.
Or just go and watch Pope the weekend.
I got a different goalie.
That's fine. my back four.
Oh no! By the way, I noticed how in the prep there was nothing about Pope's stinker of a performance the weekend. But it's all
no,
right.
That's true.
It's all right, carry on.
I don't recall
glazed over that because we know that we already knew that he wasn't a good goalkeeper.
That's because he's already glazing.
Actually, forgot about it.
Have you got a dodgy formation again?
Or not? No, 4-4-2. I've got
4-4-2.
But okay. I've got Estupiñán, Joachim Andersen.
Yeah,
William Saliba,
yeah,
and Kyle Walker as my back four.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Oh, wow. I thought that'd get pushed back. No, that's fine. Okay.
Kyle Walker's a bit weird.
In midfield. Kyle Walker?
Yeah.
Okay. In midfield, I've got Bissouma.
Yeah, good shout.
James Ward-Prowse.
Good shout.
Rodri and Madison. Mm. So it's kind of four centre mids, but I think they're the best.
That's fine. Midfielders. That's fine.
And then up front, I've got Haaland and Awoniyi.
Oh, Awoniyi's not a bad shout.
He's contributed every game he's been in. Yeah. That's enough for me.
I don't care.
I like it.
Have you done one?
Why? This is unbelievably quiet. Why?
I've got no issue with any of them.
Good players.
Mine's different, but
mine's different as well. But
here we go.
Their own.
In goal, get ready for all the top 11 foot mob ratings.
I actually watched every game.
Don't put you down on that. You brought me up. I'll bring you up. I'm sure you're 11.
You bought this on yourself by letting us catch you checking ratings.
I was checking two centre half ratings.
Yeah. Whatever.
Go on. Say your team, mate.
He's going to get cooked.
Ingol, Areola.
Areola, want to roll with a geezer? Yeah.
Forgot the penalty save as well.
Thought he's been class.
Shit, that's good.
I thought he's been really good for West Ham. Then
I think you've both missed the best goalie by far this season. But
you don't think Alisson's been the best keeper this year?
Nope.
You don't think Areola would have rolled a geezer have been the best keeper this year? I got two left backs, but deal with it. Estupiñán.
What have you got two left backs?
Udogi.
Oh, great.
Are you playing him in the middle?
I'm just playing him a double left back, man. I got Udogi. No, it says create your inform 11 players. Inform 11 players. It's my inform 11 players.
You could have put 11 strikers.
I could have done, yeah. Estupiñán, Udogi, Saliba, Kyle Walker.
Yeah, nice.
Then I got a interesting, like a 3-1.
No, that's two. A 3-3. 4-3-3 you've got.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah. I got three midfielders of James Ward-Prowse, Rodri and Madison.
Can't argue with that, the same as me.
Front three of Mitoma.
I think Ward-Prowse, he's a bit... He's only played two games, hasn't he?
What?
Has he only played two?
Played every game, isn't
he? Played every game.
Well, he didn't, because he started the first game for Southampton.
Yeah.
He hasn't played every game for West Ham this season. Yeah.
He came in like game before the Prem.
He's played three then, because it's game week four.
You sure he's played third?
Yeah, because he's got an assist in every single one, right?
Yeah. Anyways.
I thought his first game was Brighton.
Anyways, my front three... My front three is... My front three is Mitoma and Mbeumo and Haaland.
Who you had? Sorry, up front.
Mitoma and Mbeumo and Haaland.
Yeah.
Mbeumo's a great shout. I like that. Forgot about him.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, so it's Areola, Estupiñán, Udogi, Saliba, Walker, James Ward-Prowse, Rodri, Madison, Mitoma, and Mbeumo, Haaland.
Nice.
I like it.
What was the James Ward-Prowse thing? He did start game two.
He's played three games. I've got Vicario in goal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's unreal.
Do you think he's had a better season than Alisson so far?
I think it's relative, isn't it?
And Areola.
I think he probably stands out more because he's such an upgrade to Spurs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see.
Whereas Alisson, I know.
Where did he come from, by the way?
Italy.
It's some Italian team.
Really?
It's probably Alisson's own standards going against
Udinese.
Him,
right?
It might be. The black and white badge.
What's Udinese? A Juventus?
No.
I didn't think there's a standout right back this season. Trent's been very good, but I thought he was terrible against Newcastle.
Yeah, that's the one. I
think Serge Aurier I've put in.
Really?
I think he's been really good for him.
I thought you might have included when you said it's a random one.
Yeah, I've gone Serge Aurier. I've gone Anderson. I think Anderson's been the best centre-half in the league this season. Yeah. Saliba, Udogi. I nearly went with Rico Henry, left back, but then I've remembered Udogi's been ridiculous.
Estupiñán.
When did you change that?
What?
When did you change it to Udogi?
What do you mean?
When you had Rico Lewis.
I didn't have Rico Henry. I said I nearly went with Rico Henry.
Okay.
Because I was trying to go a bit more like underground with like lower
teams. You've done that with Aurier anyway. So.
Yeah, I've gone Rodri, Eze, Madison. I had to get Eze in because he's the bollocks. Then I've gone Mitoma, Haaland and Bowen.
I love Bowen.
I think Bowen's had a really good start.
Did West Ham play first game of the season?
They beat Bournemouth. They drew with Bournemouth and he scored.
Oh, he scored. Yeah.
Scored a banger as well.
Yeah, it was a banger.
And
I don't mind that. Bones
bangers and mash.
I have Alisson in goal as much as
not
it appears
Pope.
To me.
Come on.
Why not Pope? Why is Pope not in it? That's weird.
Pope, yeah. To be fair, Pope would be in the most uninformed 11 of the season, wouldn't he? Let's be honest.
He'd be in the worst 11.
He's not had a great start of the season. He'll come good. He'll come good. Right back, I agree. There's not much competition. Yeah. I genuinely think Trippier. I'll be honest.
I nearly put Trippier in.
It's just base level.
No right backs have actually.
I actually think he has played well, though.
Yeah. He's had more to do as well, which is sad. Anderson and Saliba, I agree with that. Anderson is doing me absolute wonders as well on draft. Love
it. Oh, I told you.
He's such a good, he's a great pick.
He's got him in his FPL draft. Yeah, Anderson. I was like, mate, you got to play.
He's not a left back leg, but cash. Because.
So you've avoided cash on right back and picked cash. Trippier would be better at left.
But my logic was
Estepinian and Udogie have been class at left back.
Enrico Henry.
You pick two average right backs from this season instead of picking one of three brilliant left backs and a right back.
Just to fit Trippier in.
Yeah.
I like Trippier, man.
You saw Matty Cash score a brace. We're like, oh my God, he's going in my team. And then scored no goal.
He scored again at the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if you score...
Wrong net, though.
I'll say to you, Villa's defensive record, not amazing, but if you score not many goals...
Did you write his goal the weekend?
I actually didn't even see
it. You see his finish at the weekend?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
it's class. It's class.
He scored no goal.
Ah. Doesn't really belong in there, then, does he? Shit.
Why, just because he scored an own goal?
Anyways.
That's how he does form.
Yeah.
I have Madison, Ward-Prowse, and Marsh in the middle. For me?
Marsh?
Sonny March.
He's been cast, to be fair to him.
And then Bowen, Awoniyi, and Sterling.
His name isn't Marsh.
Sterling?
Sorry, you've
Bowen,
got no Haaland.
No Haaland.
Haaland, right? He scored a hat-trick. Yeah, I give it to him. He's scored a fucking hat-trick.
Hang on.
Top goal scorer in the league.
I think Awoniyi doing what he's doing, scoring successive games.
I agree, include Awoniyi, but don't not include Haaland. No, he's got six goals.
Yeah.
He scored 2-1-0-3.
I've got to show the love somewhere else, though, man. Sterling's been back to his best. Bowen's
unreal.
So
you're saying Haaland is not in form because he's scored the exact amount of goals as last season to this point.
He's got six goals in four games.
That's what I mean.
In this position, in relative to the team they're playing in, Awoniyi is in a better form in considering that position, because I didn't want to change my formation to accommodate him.
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? I had one striker slot in my team, and Haaland is obviously in form, but considering the team, I wonder.
And he's also a confirmed robot because the goals.
Awoniyi's only played three games as well, hasn't he?
Four.
I like the Sterling shout, but over Haaland.
He's massive.
The first game. Oh, he came on, didn't he? Yeah.
Like
he
scored against us.
Take him out that team. Forrester, where this season, it's like he's smashing it. So.
Right.
And the fact that they've lost Brennan Johnson as well.
You've also got Haaland over Sterling. Because
I just went with a 4-3-3, so I have one striker for me.
He's got two left backs. Do what you want. Put Haaland in.
And you think Sterling's been better than Matoma, Saka,
Bowen, Madison?
Do you know what? It's this thing. He'd have more. He could have easily had an extra assist if Jackson just didn't
zero assist.
Do shit. He's playing so well though. He's playing back to
he is in form.
He is playing well.
I just don't think that you can include Raheem Sterling over Erling Haaland.
What you've done, you've tried to be a bit different.
Lewis.
There's only one striker.
Matty Cash and no Haaland.
Yeah, Cash at left back. Bearing in mind,
you've picked two right backs and just to fit Trippier in, and then you've not let in the top scorer in the league who scored more goals than games. Okay.
You're playing for Man City.
Right, anyways, guys, that's the end of the show. If you have enjoyed this one, make sure you rate us 5 stars. Have we got a quiz?
We do have a quiz.
Oh, yeah, we do a quiz. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Theo just doesn't want to lose again.
Right, I literally have won every single
thing
in the last 2 weeks.
I've got you there.
No, I have won. I win all the time.
Nibble.
Okay, can I get buzzer noises, please?
Nibble.
Cash.
Let's go with Son.
Okay. Ooh. So, classic guess the player's career path.
It's a classic.
Yeah, you know. Starting off with number one. Can?
Sorry, what?
Marseille.
What, can?
It's can.
Can. Marseille.
Why'd you try and do the accent when you say these words, brother? Just say them in an English voice.
He would have said Cannes. Marcelli.
Chelsea.
Nibble.
Oh, fuck.
Drogba.
No.
Oh. Cash. Son Munkalu.
No. Oh, I used a buzzed at the wrong time here. So Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham. Perth Glory.
Nibble. I'm locking in already.
Yeah, come on.
Nibble.
Chelsea. Arsenal,
Tottenham. Stop repeating them. Yeah. Not that.
Cash.
Is this reverse?
No.
No, it's in order, in order.
Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham.
It's so
it is. I've got a... Oh. No, I've got a player.
This is one you should either know or you just don't know.
You got 10 seconds.
I've got a player, but I don't know.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Come on. I've already locked
William
in.
Gallas.
Yes.
Yeah, it is Gallas. Yeah.
Okay, question number two. We have a Lyon, Marseille, a loan to Newcastle United.
Nibble.
Cash.
Nibble.
Go on, you first.
Laurent Robert.
No.
Oh, that's such a mega shout with a left-footed rocket, man.
I was going to say Luis Saha.
No.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you went to Newcastle. Yeah.
So Newcastle then permanent. Hull City on loan.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Who?
Hull City on loan. Then Nice. Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, keep going. I can take as long as I
want. Rennes, Real Valladolid, Bordeaux and Lille.
Lille?
Have you just not got this, by the way?
I think,
we
yeah.
can't.
Is it?
We're out of this round.
Hatem Ben Arfa.
You need a buzz.
Son. Hatem Ben Arfa.
Yes.
Did he go to Hull? Yeah.
He went on Hull because he came back fat and then we sent him to Hull.
I never ever would have got that.
Did you not know that?
But when you said Hull, I was like...
Yeah, it was proper random. He just came back and he just hadn't trained over the summer.
2 points, there you go.
Yeah, we have kind of fucked it here.
Yeah,
we're going too early.
So right. early.
Crystal Palace. Wigan Athletic.
Son.
Oh.
You might MacArthur.
Win. No, you might have went early there. Crystal Palace, Wigan Athletic, Chelsea.
Nibble.
Oh, fuck, it's so obvious, Steve.
What the hell did you... Victor Moses.
No. Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Steve Sidwell for some reason there, but he started at Arsenal, didn't he?
Yeah, he started at Arsenal.
Victor Moses is correct.
So did Mwamba, actually.
Question number four. We have Genk. Standard Liège.
Nibble. Oh, shit, I've gone way too early. Way too early.
Cash.
Fucking Stefan Defoe.
No.
His name is.
Eden Hazard.
No.
Oh, shit.
You was going so early, man. Courts, Jake, Lorne, Michelin, Lorne, Genk, Aston Villa.
Wait, did you say Michelin?
Michelin.
Oh, Michelin.
Michelin.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's
I'm going to go
after Michelin
again.
So then to Genk, Aston Villa, Liverpool, Crystal Palace.
I've got it.
DC United.
I said cash.
DC United.
At the end.
Nibble. I know it is.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace to Liverpool.
Aston Villa to Liverpool to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
So easy.
It is easy.
A Belgium. Oh, Benteke.
Yeah.
He didn't buzz. Benteke.
Benteke.
Oh.
No, well, I still could buzz then.
Yeah. He can still buzz. Yeah. He's
3 points to Baker.
You need a buzz now.
I've already done it. Son Benteke.
There you are. Point for you. Question number five.
I went early on that one. I gave you opportunities to do it.
What did you say?
No, I didn't. That was the one before.
Yeah, you were waiting.
Come on.
Grenoble. Istres on loan. Tours. Montpellier. Tours on loan. Arsenal.
Nibble. Giroud.
Giroud. Yes.
Nice.
How about
what's
the actual...
What's the actual team you're trying to say there? Sorry.
Montpellier.
No, the other one.
Tours. Extra bonus question.
3-2 to you at the minute.
Deportes Guindia.
Sorry.
Deportivo Cali. Monterrey.
I feel so sorry for the people that have to listen to this on audio, by the way.
Altus on loan.
You are saying words that don't even exist.
Like, honestly, Lewis, use your fucking brain.
Mate, I don't know what these teams are.
Carry on. Just carry on. Fucking miles away.
Nikaxa. Wigan Athletic.
Nibble, Antonio Valencia.
No, is it actually? Because I was going to say it.
No.
Okay, good. I'm giving it a lock.
Fulham.
You're going to love
it. Is this the extra half bonus question?
Yeah. Akis. What the fuck? I can't even see this. My eyes.
I can't see.
Why would you choose a player, the teams you can't pronounce?
Akis Erspor. I can't see.
I reckon it's a player that he likes. And he's gone back and...
No, do you know what? Right, I was trying to think of all Premier League players and I was just like, yeah, he's proper like Barclays Premier League.
Go on.
Hugo Rodriguez.
Yeah!
Good fucking shout.
Well done, man.
Oh, Wigan to Fulham.
That was cold as ice by me. Oh, was that another loss for Tommy Boy over there? Another win for me. I think it is. 4 points.
There was only two teams in there that made any relevance, by the way. You could have just gone Wigan and Fulham.
Well, you might have got it off Denzel Espoir.
That was pretty cold, but
right, wrap it up, champ. Let's go.
Wrap me up, baby.
Also, the first team to replay for Grenoble. He called you Grenoble.
What was the one that he said?
It's Trez. Tours. I thought you
said Tours.
Chernobyl.
Tours.
Okay.
I'll say
like Tours.
Montpellier.
I said Montpellier.
So when you know when a red bus comes past in London and it's a city sightseeing tours, do you go city sightseeing tours?
2 hours. Anyway, guys, make sure you're rating us 5 stars on Spotify. Do it now.
Yeah, come on.
Drop a like if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. A little bit different. We had a few discussion points. So if you want to see more of that, get involved and let us know. Comment on all platforms.
That's right. Join our Super 6 Legion PTCH 23 to win loads of prizes. And we'll see you next week. Guten Tag.